This is Radio Superior 1939, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1939. This is a true story of our past, so step back with us to another time and hear radio as it may have sounded in 1939. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show.
This is Station KUWS, the voice from the head of the lakes, broadcasting from Superior, Wisconsin. This is Jack McKenna speaking. It's Wednesday, March 15th, 1939. We're in the midst of the worst blizzard of the winter season. Schools and businesses are closed, but we're open for business here at KUWS. And Lou Martin is standing by with the 5 o'clock news about this storm and also yesterday's mayoral primary in Superior and Ashland, and the latest from Europe, where Hitler's on the move again. Trapped here also with us is Rapid Ray Paulson with the sports. Now, Lou Martin with the Siegel Brothers 5 o'clock news. Siegel Brothers custom-tailored suits from $40 to $65 in business since 1890 in Superior. Hiya, Lou. This blizzard has kept us holed up here for 2 days now.
And I'm growing alarmed at certain personal hygiene situations. Good evening, listeners. The upstate area is paralyzed by this record-breaking March blizzard. Snowplows in Ashland, Spooner, Webster, Duluth, and Superior are unable to keep up with the wind and the snow. A bulletin has been placed on the door of the Ashland City Garage. It reads, "All plows stuck. Don't ask foolish questions."
It's good to keep your sense of humor, but this is a serious storm, Lou. 54-mile-an-hour winds and at least a foot of snow have crippled the Shawamigan Bay area. Snow equipment is stalled, unable to buck the huge snowdrifts. Ashland and Bayfield both report drifts as high as 16 feet, forcing people to stay home. The city of Washburn has also been hard hit, but is beginning to dig out and clear some main roads. Schools are still closed there, Lou.
Ashland County Highway Commissioner Arthur Hillerud says the going is very slow to clear Highway 13 from Ashland to Highbridge and Millen. Hillerud says it's particularly slow because 140 cars are stuck and have to be pulled out of the way. The same conditions are reported on Highway 2 to Hurley. People whose cars are stuck had to retreat to nearby farmhouses and accept the hospitality of strangers. Ashland Fire Chief W.A. Saunders is warning people to be careful of fire because his crews will not be able to respond. Chief Saunders says 4 fire stations are equipped with 3 men, 300 feet of hose, a fire hydrant wrench, and a toboggan. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson has more on this blizzard.
This is a bad one, Lou. The best advice from emergency people I've been talking to is just wait it out. These are dangerous conditions, huge snowdrifts, high winds, and temperatures in the single digits above zero spell tragedy for people trapped out in this blizzard. Bus service from Bayfield, Ashland, and Ironwood was canceled, with passengers put up in hotels and private homes. Cornucopia reports Highway 13 impassable. Last night, the school bus, trying to take children to their homes on the Red Cliff Reservation, was forced to stop at the Elmore Farm. Washburn reports streets closed and workers at the DuPont Barksdale TNT plant are unable to get to work for a second day today. There is concern for people who are low on coal for heating. Now, coal companies tried mostly in vain to keep delivery appointments. Milk deliveries are all but impossible. Traffic is at a halt on Highway 53 as the storm whipped across the upstate. Minong, Spooner, Hayward, and Cable to Highways 63 and 70 are reaping their share of stalled autos.
Are other highways being cleared in upper Wisconsin?
Slowly at best. Rural highways in Burnett County are choked with snow and wind. Grantsburg, Frederick, and Webster report their plows unable to clear the snow for now. The storm has piled snow 10 feet high in Iron River, leaving only County Road A to Port Wing barely passable. Everything else is locked up. In fact, rural mail carrier George Mitchell was trying to make his rounds. You know the old saying about that. Well, he was driving behind the town of Ulu snowplow when it got stuck. Mr. Mitchell helped driver Andrew Erickson dig for 3 hours to free the plow in the midst of the storm. They had to abandon it, though, and got refuge at the nearby John Kalin farm. Lots of these stories, Lou, but the best advice isn't to try to be a hero, but just sit tight until this blows over tomorrow.
This is a record-setting blizzard. Duluth broke a 54-year-old record with 13 inches of snow yesterday and more today. Travelers are stranded in Superior hotel lobbies, many of them forced to sleep in the lobbies. Making matters worse is the snow hardening into an icy cover over huge snow drifts. Weary plowing crews are facing their fourth major storm in just the past month. That complicates removal because the snow banks are already very high, so there's no place to push the snow. 50 men were called to dig out the stranded Soo Line passenger train from Chicago to Superior. Once it arrived here, the passengers had nowhere to go, but they were stuck in the depot. Jack will have the forecast in just a few minutes. We do have other important news, good listeners. Primary elections for mayor in Superior and Ashland are final. In Superior, challenger and former mayor Fred Baxter finished second to the current mayor, Bryn Ausby. Mayor Ausby polled 3,704 votes to Mr. Baxter's 2,000 votes in what was the smallest turnout in the primary election history. That's because of the bad weather. Only 6,500 people cast ballots, only about a third of the normal turnout. Both will face each other in the April 4th general election. Several candidates were eliminated. Robert Nye had less than 400 votes to finish a distant third. There was an oddity in Superior's second ward. Ernest Olson had the most votes with 207, but Norman Trout and Joseph Faldero each had 40 votes. The city attorney Maynard Berglund ruled that the two will have to draw lots to see who will face Mr. Olson in the general election. The race was closer in the fourth ward. Roy Grimjude had 260 votes and Stanley Pinkoski 225. Another close race was in the fourth ward, county supervisor race. Arthur Finsland had 210 votes and Werner Saline 177. In Ashland, incumbent Mayor John Dodd appeared to be in trouble. He did finish second, so he'll move on to the general election. But challenger Gus Johnson outpolled him by 1,507 to 454. Again, Ashland's turnout was also very low because of the storm. Kenneth Todd was eliminated with 342 votes. Longtime Ashland City Treasurer Evelyn White also finished second. She had 625 votes to John Povasar's 903 votes. Siegel Brothers News Time is 5:06. Now here's Jack McKenna with a word.
Help! Anyone with a horse and sleigh, help! We've been stranded here for two whole days.
Word is supposed to be from our sponsor.
Oh, thank you, Lou. Custom tailoring days at Siegel's, folks. Thursday and Friday, March 16th and 17th. In the Society brand of suits made to measure, $40 to $65. An exceptionally fine collection of spring woolens for our Society brand made to measure suits and topcoats has just arrived. Shetlands, Cheviots, Twists, and Worsteds are about the choice productions from here and abroad. We take your individual measure. Society brand does the tailoring in the strictest custom tradition. Come in tomorrow or Friday. Siegel Brothers, hey, here since 1890 at 720-722 Tower Avenue in Superior. Lou?
German Chancellor Adolf Hitler has ordered his troops to take all of Czechoslovakia. We have this shortwave wireless report from the shattered Czech Republic by United Press foreign correspondent Virgil Pinkley.
This is Czechoslovakia, Prague calling the United States. Your correspondent, Virgil Pinkley, speaking. We are witnessing the death of a nation. On the first anniversary of Hitler's absorption of Austria into his fast-growing empire, the Nazi dictator ordered his army to occupy Czechoslovakia and disarm its troops. Hitler is on the way in his special train from Berlin to join his troops' entry into this beleaguered state. First abandoned by Britain and France in the now infamous Munich Agreement last fall, this country that was formed after the World War in 1919 no longer exists. Hitler ordered troops into the Czech provinces of Bohemia and Moravia to end terrorism, in his words, and protect citizens there. In his proclamation, Hitler decreed that Czechoslovakia cease to exist. German propaganda minister Joseph Goebbels ordered all Germans to fly flags from their homes in celebration of this great victory. Czech President Hacha had been in an emergency conference late last night with Hitler, German Foreign Minister von Ribbentrop, Hitler's right-hand man, Field Marshal Hermann Göring, and Hitler's deputy, Rudolf Hess. President Hacha said to have emerged from that three-hour meeting in Berlin looking pale and haggard. Hitler then announced that Hacha had asked for Germany to take Czechoslovakia as a protectorate. Reporting from Prague, Czechoslovakia, this is your correspondent, Virgil Pinkley, speaking.
This just in from London, the British and French governments have agreed to recall their ambassadors from Berlin as a direct response to today's German march into the former Czech state. The Soviet peacetime army now numbers 2.5 million men. That word was given to the 18th Communist Party Congress today in an apparent warning to Germany as it moves eastward. The Russian Defense Commissar reports it's ready to repel any invasion from any country. We have this special telephone line from Washington in the emergency, direct to Capitol Hill. Congressman Bernard Gehrman of the Progressive Party is on the line. Congressman, can you hear me, sir?
Why would I want to cheer you? What with all that's going on in Europe, this is no time for that sort of thing.
Hear me, sir. Can you hear me all right?
Cheering all night? I think I've got some bartender on the other end. Sounds like somebody's been getting into the special apple cider.
We'll try to get a better line to Washington and get the congressman back on the air.
Matter of fact, I could go for a bit of that special cider about now.
Okay, then. FDR has appointed a successor to Ashland native Admiral William Leahy. Rear Admiral Harold Stark will lead the Navy for the next 4 years. He's taking over for Admiral Leahy, who's retiring June the 1st at 64 years old. President Roosevelt also named Rear Admiral Chester Nimitz to head the battleship division of the Navy. 500,000 of the Catholic faithful jammed into St. Peter's Square at the Vatican today as Pope Pius XII donned his crown. The Pope's coronation comes just 2 months after Pope Pius XI passed away. I believe we have Congressman Barney Gehrman on the telephone line once again. Can you hear me, sir? This is Lou Martin.
I don't think so. I know Lou Martin, and you're not Lou Martin.
It's really me, Mr. Congressman.
You don't sound like Lou Martin.
This is a long-distance line, sir. You're on the radio right now.
This is Jack McKenna, Congressman, and that really is Lou, although I know he looks different on the phone.
Thanks, Jack.
I know who this is. This is Bob and Barney down at the Mellon Bar and Grill. Calling all the way to Washington from the bar again? Kind of early for that, boys.
Bob and Barney? This is a good interview, Lou.
Congressman, this is Lou Martin, and we're on the air. Remember the time during the milk strike in 33 when we all ended up at Big Betty's barn during Prohibition?
I don't remember a whole lot about that, except that the moon really shined that night. So it is you, Lou. And we are on the radio.
Yes, sir.
Well, of course. I knew that. Just having some fun with you, Jack and Lou. In these serious times, it's good to have a sense of humor.
Yes, sir, it certainly is. Can you tell our listeners what the mood is on Capitol Hill now that Hitler has taken Czechoslovakia?
Indeed. War hysteria is taking on an alarming proportion here. Congress is passing more and more bills and spending more money to get this country on a war footing. Last session, we voted the largest single peacetime increase in our national defense budget, and this session, it looks like it'll be even greater. The bill expected to be voted out of Congress this week will provide $500 million for the regular army alone. $500 million, good people. That's more than the combined amount for the Army and Navy when I first came to Congress. And later this month, the Navy bill is expected to be more than $500 million. I voted for the $400 million bill for air expansion because I believe we must be equal to any nation in aerial defense. But I draw the line there. We need to practice frugality. The race to war is disturbing, ladies and gentlemen. We must provide for our own defense, but stay clear of foreign entanglements in Europe and elsewhere.
Very good, Congressman Barney Gehrman.
That's my report from the Capitol, Lou, and next time, try to sound more like yourself. Good night, all.
Good night.
Yeah, we have to quit sounding like Bob and Barney at the Mellon Bar and Grill. But I want to hear more about Big Betty's barn.
One more story, Jack. Stunning news from Dallas, Texas. The medical profession is proclaiming that it's defeated pneumonia. Dr. Charles McCann of the Harvard Medical School told a meeting of doctors that the drug sulfapyridine cures pneumonia. People will no longer die from this dreaded disease. The British invented it, and now the Food and Drug Administration is making sulfapyridine available to all doctors in the United States. But that's not all. Dr. McCann also says the drug takes danger out of other childhood sicknesses such as measles, influenza, the whooping cough, and la grippe. He says these illnesses often lead to pneumonia, which can kill. He says that danger is over.
Well, sounds like the best of all worlds, Lou. You can still get these diseases, but you can't die from them.
I'm afraid to ask, since I can imagine the wheels turning in your head. Why would kids still want to get these diseases?
Whoa, you can miss a whole week of school with a whooping cough or measles. Simple logic.
Yes, it is. And that's the news, Jack.
We have more about the blizzard coming up, Lou, and Ray Paulson is in with the sports, too. So let's look at the forecast from the U.S. Weather Bureau for this Wednesday, March the 15th, 1939. Not good, folks. Not good. Fair skies tonight, so the blizzard is over. But the mercury will fall to 8 degrees below zero tonight, and a high tomorrow approaching, woo-woo, 20 degrees. Remember, friends, check on your elderly neighbor or someone who might not have much coal on hand for heating. We don't want any tragedies from this storm. And let's help you lighten the load, bundle up, and enjoy the music. Here's Ethel Waters from the movie Cotton Club Parade of 1933 on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky, stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time. Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere, stormy weather. Just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary all the time, the time. So weary all the time. When he went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on. All I have in life is gone, stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time, keeps raining all the time. I walk around heavy-hearted and sad. Night comes around and I'm still feeling bad. Rain pouring down, blinding every hope I had. Splattering drives me mad. Love, 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 love. This misery is just too much for me. Can't go on. All I have in life is gone, stormy weather. Since my man and I keeps raining all the time, keeps raining all the time.
Ah, yes, 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 yes. The Wrapped Up in a Storm good time music of Ethel Waters and Stormy Weather on station KUWS. Hi, Lou.
Today is state income tax day, and it's doubtful many people were able to meet the deadline, so income tax assessor R.D. Lundberg says the state has extended the deadline 5 days to March the 20th. And Superior Water, Light, and Power Company is extending its discount period for bills 3 more days till March the 18th.
Oh, I have some storm news too, Lou. We got a call from the Helmer Johnson farm a few minutes ago. It seems Mr. and Mrs. C.E. Johnson lost their home to fire early this morning. The Johnsons are pioneer residents of Cloverland, having lived there for many years. Seems Mr. Johnson rose at 2 a.m. to restoke the fire when he found the whole downstairs ablaze. They were able to get clothes on and save a few sticks of furniture before getting out. And the barn and animals are safe too, by golly, but folks in the Cumberland area are asked to pitch in this weekend to help the Johnsons rebuild.
So contact Jeremy Johnson once this is all blown over and see what you can do to help. So, Jack, it looks like we'll be able to get out of here soon.
Well, it depends on how fast they can get roads around the teacher's college plowed out, Lou. I think we're in for another night together, old buddy.
Do you know that you whistle in your sleep?
Oh.
I mean you whistle whole songs while you're sleeping. I never heard of such a thing.
Huh. I take requests. I take requests too, Lou. Well, on with the music, friends. Here's a brand new number from Artie Shaw and his orchestra that's sure to be a big hit for 1939. This is Begin the Begin on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS. Like that one, Artie Shaw and his big orchestra and the big number, real big for him, Begin the Beguine, on the Martin and McKenna Show, the old licorice stick. Hey, folks, think of this. A brand new Hudson. You might think it's too expensive to buy such a fine automobile, but you'd be wrong. Friends, you can now afford a Hudson. Starting at just $695, the 1939 Hudson can be yours. Just visit Campbell Motors. Talk to the guys down there and come away with a beautiful machine. You know you're safer in a Hudson. It has style, roominess, and extra power. A new Hudson at Campbell Motors, 1506 Winter Street in Superior. The sports is next with Rapid Ray. And here's Horace Heidt singing, I Wonder Who's Kissing Her Now, on Station KUWS. Fine music of Horace Heidt, and I Wonder Who's Kissing Her Now. Oh, he's got a real problem. All on the Martin and McKenna Show. Hiya, Ray.
Hiya, Jake. You know, this being cooped up for a couple of days at the radio station is kind of an adventure.
Lou says I whistle in my sleep. I think he needs a good night's sleep himself. He's getting grouchy.
You'd be grouchy, too, if you had to listen to that all night.
Now, Lou, let's not be too hard on Jack.
Well, you know, it's not just Jack. I know that you're the sports guy around here, but it doesn't mean that you have to smell like a locker room.
I beg your pardon?
You mean the games man is gamey?
I'm not going to keep the fans of the sporting news waiting any longer. The Red Sox of Boston gave their wealthy young owner, Tom Yawkey, a pleasant surprise last season by finishing second. This spring training, the Bo Sox are showing they intend to make another run at those darned old Yankees. They have thunderous power and good batting averages at the plate with Jimmy Fox and player manager Joe Cronin. Folks around these parts heard a lot about a youngster playing down in Minneapolis last summer, Ted Williams. he's one of the most talked-about rookies to come along. The other most talked-about youngster is Bronx bomber Joe DiMaggio. He hit another homer in spring training yesterday. And here at home, the Commercial Bowling League is winding up its season. A close race has the Wonder Bar in first, followed by Evans Grocery, People's Brewery, Herman's Pool Hall, and the Uptown Tavern. Russell Creamery and Roth Philco's round out the bottom of the standings. Jay Peterson tops the Keglers with a 178 average. Over in the Ryan's Lady League, Rexall Drug leads the gals, followed closely by Mather Drugs. Leading lady in the alley is Mrs. Casper with a 141 average. And that, my friends, is the sports. This is Rapid Ray Paulson reminding you that everyone loves a good sport. Even a gamey one, I hope.
I didn't mean to be grumpy there, Ray, but let's face it, we're all getting a bit ripe.
Well, I can't tell. I've been eating the last of Jack's sandwiches, and the horseradish and sausage has pretty much killed my sense of smell.
Any leftovers?
See? We're just one big happy bunch of gamey guys.
The situation is getting desperate if I'm asking for one of Jack's sandwiches.
Okay, let's hear it from Jan Savitt now. And if I didn't care, on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS.
If I didn't care than words can say, if I didn't care, would I feel this way? If this isn't love, then maybe I'm wrong. But why do I lie awake all night and dream all day long? If I didn't care, would it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and end with just your name? And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Would all this be true if I didn't care for you?
Music of Jan Savitt and If I Didn't Care on station KUWS.
The only things in life that are certain are death and taxes, Jack and Ray. But there's one other certainty when it comes to blizzards. We're certain that Jack's food will be the last leftovers because no one else will eat it until they're starving. Jack, you should know this one. What happens every single time that we have a blizzard?
Oh, I know that one, Lou. Someone decides it's time to be born.
Jack, wins the Buffalo Head Nickel. Mr. and Mrs. Julie Larson of Clough Avenue started their race to the Stork yesterday afternoon. The ambulance got stuck in the snow, and the young couple's car bogged down on Lamburn Avenue. To the rescue came the fire department. They hitched the Larson's car to the fire engine and sped to St. Mary's Hospital. As of 3 a.m., the Larsons are the proud parents of a baby boy. There's a proud fire crew out there also.
I nominate Louie the best newsman of the blizzard of 39. And I second that. Can I do that? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
I'm going to vote aye.
Aye, 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 aye. Well, that's a wrap, folks. Stay in, stay safe, just gather around the old RCA or Philco, and we'll keep bringing you news of the blizzard, along with Kate Kaiser and his College of Musical Knowledge. And later tonight, the new rapid-fire show, Dr. IQ. Keep it right there, and know we'll be back same time, same place on your radio dial. The good Lord willing, and the firemen can get through with sandwiches. For Lou Martin and Ray Paulson, then, this is Jack McKenna wishing you a safe, pleasant evening.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1939. A weekly production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Other performances by Paul Guggenheimer. All events reported on Radio Superior 1939 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Join us next week at this time for more Radio Superior. This is your announcer, Dan Culhane, speaking. Good night.